Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Or said another way, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Hamlet said that to his friend Horatio in Act 1, Scene 5 of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Faith is a bit of an abstract concept to some. See, it's not tangible. It's not something you can touch with your hands or taste in your mouth or see with your eyes. It's only something that's felt in your heart. And it is deeply, deeply personal. Seeing me standing here today, giving a sermon for the third time, you might assume I have a strong faith. I do have a strong faith. Today. But it wasn't always that way. My grandfather was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and Lewy body disease when I was in high school. And this shook me to my core. He was a United Methodist preacher, and I idolized him. He seemed so strong in his faith and did so many good things that I didn't understand why God would let this happen to him. Why was God making him suffer like this? Watching my grandfather decline was hard. And I did the only thing that I thought rational at the time. I got mad. I got mad at God, and boy, did I let him know. My prayers turned into angry rants, and I decided to walk away from the church. I turned my back on God, and I tried to silence his voice. I was suffering a crisis of faith, even if I didn't know what it was at the time. Turning my back on God and my church family was one of my poorer decisions. See, at that time in my life, I was leaving high school and starting college, and most of my close friends went out of state. I ended up feeling very alone. I felt like God had abandoned me. Really, it was the other way around. For much of my early 20s, I woke up feeling nothing but hopeless and unimportant. It was one of the hardest times of my life. See, not only do I live with anxiety, but I also live with depression. If you're lucky enough to not be touched by this sickness, depression is like living under a dark cloud constantly. I got really good at acting like I was okay, even if it felt like I was dying inside. I felt unimportant, and there were days I didn't want to live anymore. I'm relieved to say that I'm doing better today. But sometimes I still get sad, and I don't know why. Even with all the joys in my life. This is something I struggle with daily, and something I know will follow me all my life. But I have some great tools to help me. See, I was blessed with parents who took me to see a therapist and doctors who knew the right medications to prescribe. I also have another tool that I think all of you here have access to. You might have it in a nice bound version, or some of you younger kids might have it as an app on your phone. The Bible. This is one of mine. And it is full of verses and stories starring hope. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." God had a plan for my life. When I let him back in, I once again found my hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Our faith in God gives us hope. Hebrews 6:19 says, "This hope, which is a safe and secure anchor for our whole being, enters the sanctuary behind the curtain." God is reminding us to secure our hope in Him and His works. And what great works they are. I am constantly reminded of God's grace and beauty when I see the sun come up after a night of storms, or I see a flower bloom, or I hear my daughter laugh. Romans 5:5 says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." Can you guess where this is going now? I've saved the best for last. Love is another one of those things that can only be felt. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Love is a powerful thing. The love I felt from God and my church family saved my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 actually has a lot to say on love. I'm sure you at least all know some of it. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It's read at a lot of weddings. It was read at mine 3 years ago. But here's the thing. God wasn't just referring to romantic love here. He was talking about all kinds, like the kind of love you have for a parent or a friend, or the love we feel from God. The love He wants us to take out into the world. Love is powerful. When I was depressed, I was completely convinced that I was unlovable. Now I can look back and I know that's completely false. But the thing is, when you're depressed, you don't love yourself. And when you don't love yourself, you don't understand how someone could possibly love you. There's a country song by Reba McEntire that came out in 1999 called "I'll Be." It's a song of encouragement. The chorus goes, "I'll be your shoulder when you need someone to lean on. Be your shelter when you need someone to see you through. I'll be there to carry you. I'll be there. I'll be the rock that will be strong for you, the one that will hold on to you. When you feel that rain is falling down, when there's nobody else around, I'll be." This song has always made me stop and think. See, when you're depressed, you sometimes need to be reminded that you're not alone, and that people are there for you and love you even when you don't love yourself. My parents were always there for me. They were constantly reminding me that I was loved and that I mattered. When I let God back into my life and I found my hope and my faith, I also felt His love again. When I came back to the church, I did so a little at a time. First, I came back and I helped out and sat in and mainly just listened in youth group. Then I started leading youth group. And then I came back to service. And the wonderful thing was, God and my church family welcomed me back with open arms. It's like I had never been gone in the first place. Coming back to church was like coming home after a long vacation. I felt safe and loved and like I belonged. This journey that I went on of finding my faith and my hope again led me to where I am now, standing in front of all of you, giving a sermon and telling my story and hoping that the message might reach somebody who needs to hear it. Faith, hope, and love. Remember that. Remember to secure your faith in God and His church. Remember to have hope. God has plans for you. Remember to have love in your heart always. Remember, love is powerful and it can actually save a life. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen.